USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rioting in the streets of southwest Atlanta overnight after the deadly police shooting of a black suspect on Friday night. An Atlanta police official says about 40 arrests have been made. Protesters burned down a Wendy's restaurant and blocked traffic on a busy interstate. Rayshard Brooks was killed by an officer in a parking lot after police say he resisted arrest on a suspected DUI. The officer responsible has been fired. The Atlanta police chief resigned just hours after the incident. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom said yesterday,
there has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect.
The 27-year-old daughter of country singer Hank Williams Jr. has died in an overnight car crash in Tennessee. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The Republican Party is in a bit of a quagmire as it looks to move the convention from North Carolina to Florida this year. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump says he wants a new and updated Republican Party platform after the Republican National Committee voted to carry over the 2016 document. But they might be stuck with the old platform, which is filled with criticisms about the current administration. It was originally written about President Obama. Because RNC officials determined that the party's business couldn't be carried out either within the original North Carolina convention site or within the original convention city, the party rules require that the old platform has to carry over.
Nearly a dozen Minneapolis police officers are quitting the force in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, saying that morale is low and the officers feel misunderstood. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A former director of the FBI has passed away. William Sessions was 90. His family says he passed away Friday in San Antonio of congestive heart failure. Sessions was appointed by Ronald Reagan in 1987 and served under three presidents. He was fired by President Clinton in 1993 after the Justice Department accused him of evading taxes and misusing public funds. Again, William Sessions is dead at 90. After massive crowds gathered outside New York City restaurants and bars on Friday night, New York City officials responded yesterday with big reminders saying that they've lost a lot of people to the virus and that just because the city seems to have crushed the curve, the coronavirus threat isn't over. Earlier in the day, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo retweeted a video showing what looked like a huge party on St. Mark's Place in the East Village, and he wrote, "Don't make me come down there." Xander Schauffele leads a group of five by one stroke in the PGA Tour's first event back since the pandemic suspended play in early March. He's leading a group of five by a stroke at 13 under at the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth. Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are lurking one shot back into the fourth round. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.